Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello, and welcome to the Sunday special edition of You Up. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Free. Jordana, we love these Sunday specials, don't we?
We do. I love recording them. I think the listeners like listening to them. They're very shareable. If you know anyone who has any sort of similar problem, this is a great bite-sized You Up to get them into the show.
Love it. Keep telling your friends. Keep making it your Instagram story. It is Sunday. We're giving you a little something to take your brain off the shelf. Make sure you tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. And now is the time of year. It's getting darker earlier. It's cold out. Give the gift of You Up podcast. This is something that your friends need. They need it. Take the moment to put your brain on the shelf and let Jordana and I take the wheel. So let's read the email. You ready?
Indeed. I'll just one more note. I always think it's funny people write in like, this is for like, this would be great for a Sunday special. Here's my email. It's like, I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, don't tell us what to do. We have our own producers. But let's get into it. Let's do this one.
All right. Love the show, yada, yada. So I've known this guy for a few years. We're both in the small whitewater boating community in northern Maine. This summer, we ended up dating for a little over 3 months and things became pretty serious, really fast. I'd gotten out of a relationship earlier this year and initially wanted to take things a bit slower, but I was into it and felt like I followed his lead. A few weeks ago, he ended it during a minor disagreement we were having. It was about boating. The argument itself isn't important. I was totally blindsided. He said we had different communication styles and often felt frustrated with me about things he wouldn't specify. He also said he didn't feel the connection, but up until that evening, even just that morning, there definitely was. I didn't sense anything was amiss, and I feel like I'm decent at picking up on things. Anyway, in the past week, he matched me on 2 dating apps. The second time it happened, I sent him a text about it. Please see the attached following conversation. So should we read the conversation and then I'll finish the email?
Okay. Let's read the conversation.
So I will be her and you can be him.
Perfect.
Okay. Stop matching me on dating apps, LOL. You dumped me, remember?
Got it. Got it, boss. No more matching with you on dating. Got it. Thanks,
affirmative.
Dude. Yeah, affirmative. Check. Okay. That's such a ridiculous response.
I know. Why would you? I don't get it.
Just being friendly, Mar.
Do you have service down at your house now?
Put the tower on Saturday.
Yeah, I noticed I had service at Blank's on Saturday.
Pretty cool. Gonna have to change providers, I think.
Why?
US Cellular seems to have 5 bars of 4G, enough to have a hotspot. I mean, this crazy conversation.
I can't believe this is going in this direction.
Yeah. Maybe watch TV. You swiped right for me, too.
Yeah, but that's because I like you. I figured you would swipe left on me. And then she does the covering your face emoji.
I like you, too.
But not like that.
I just don't think it's the right fit for now. I'm not sure how else to put it. Maybe it's the bouncing around I still plan on doing. Or just the permanence that comes to mind when we're together.
Oof. Just a side note, I feel like bouncing around is a euphemism for like having sex with whoever I want.
Well, it sounds like they're in the woods. You might have to fuck a bear or some shit because they're putting up cell phone towers themselves and changing providers based on the cell towers that are near them. I know what's going on, but I appreciate what's this. Let's keep going.
Okay. I didn't realize I was giving you that vibe. I wasn't asking you to explain yourself. It just messes with my head when you swiped on me.
I think you're super rad. That's why I swiped right. And I want to be friends. For real.
I want to be friends too. I like hanging out with you. We'll have to crush some cribbage soon or something.
Yes, please.
So then she says, so that was their conversation that they had.
So it's important to know, we didn't read the title of the email, but this is like, they are in the woods
Northern
of
Maine.
Northern Maine. I'm familiar with Maine. I used to go there every summer for summer camp. And then I just know Maine. Northern Maine is like way out. You're basically in Canada. Like you're out there. Like the idea, like Portland is like considered like the hustle and bustle of Portland, Maine. Like Northern Maine is you're in the woods. Like the idea of them putting up cell phone towers to create their own hotspots. The idea of that being a talking point is actually makes a lot of sense.
Got it. Okay. Now that it doesn't mean they're boring. Like
no,
you
I
tell
get
me
it
about your 5G. Okay.
Sure.
So she says, I know that I have to move on from this person. I can't wait around on someone, but at the same time, this almost makes me think the idea of commitment is what scared him off. I don't know. Maybe he's just full of shit. What's your take on this? Finally, in conclusion, we were at the same party the weekend after this text convo. He chatted me up, left the party before I did, and then sent me a booty call text. I went over because I wanted to and without expectations. And when we were hooking up, he said something along the lines of, is this you telling me I fucked up? To which I said, no, you invited me over. I just wanted it too. The next morning was all cuddles, breakfast, a short hangout, and a steamy kiss goodbye leading nowhere. Would love your insight and if it changes anything, because sometimes age does make a difference with these things. I'm 30 and he's 34. Much appreciation for all the laughs.
Yeah. Again, it doesn't matter if you're in Northern Maine or in New York City or Fort Lauderdale, Florida or LA or Portland, Oregon. These issues are the same everywhere. Like I read this and it's like, he's made it pretty clear to me. What do you think, Jordana? Because I don't understand how it's not clear to her, but I guess I understand.
Here's this. I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean, we've been doing this podcast long enough that I am able to now, with your guidance, read through the lines of everything being said here.
Yeah.
So I do. It does seem pretty clear to me, but I can see also on her end why she's like, why is he, if he's done with me, why is he still swiping right on me on the apps?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've heard this happen. The swiping right on the apps after you get dumped, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I've heard of that. Or even when you're still kind of hooking up and things seem to be fizzling, that I've anecdotally, just from people who are single, I've heard that that happens like a lot. And I think that a lot of people are confused about it, which is, I think, partially why we chose this email.
Totally. The message is being sent. Here's what's happening. And there's no gray to this. This is what's happening. You're dating someone. The person gets to a certain point and they say, I don't want any more responsibility for you than I am having right now. So I'm going to end it. I'm going to say a bunch of things. Like when he said, didn't feel the connection, but up until that evening, even just that morning, there definitely was. No, there wasn't. It's not about the connection. It's about he doesn't want to do more for you. He doesn't want to be called out on his bullshit or to give you the right to call him out on his bullshit. So he's ending it. The hardest part of any relationship is ending it. That's the hardest part, hardest thing in the world. It's hard to end something with someone that you genuinely like, but you don't want to marry. So he's saying it's over. Then he goes back on the dating app. He sees you. You guys are in Northern Maine. There's not a lot of people to swipe up there, I'm sure, but this happens in big cities too. He's basically saying with that match, with that swipe right, I'm here. I'm not offended personally. I would still fuck you, but with the rules that I have already set in place that I will not be more than the thing I ended it at. I will not go beyond the point that I left you at, but I will stay below that point is what he's saying. So every time you guys match, it is, I like you. I think you're hot. I'd fuck you. But here's the beware of dog sign on side of the house. Beware of this won't go farther than we just went.
Right. I think the hard part is like you kind of, and I think this maybe goes into like maybe the naive thinking or the wishful thinking. I mean, the idea being that like you would assume that someone that you were dating that knows that you like them would respect you enough to not try that with you.
Yeah, this guy.
And I think that's
the hurtful
definitely has part.
Yeah, this guy has a lack of respect for her feelings,
right?
Because she's saying, I like you. And he's going, I like you too. But like means this is a difference of right. translation. Her version of like is, I like you and I want to get to know you more and I want to see if we could work this out to be a relationship. And you cuddled me the other day and that felt really good and I want to keep cuddling. And his version of like is, I'll fuck you on my schedule.
Right. And that's, I mean, like.
And he has to know that.
But yeah, and he knows, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think we can say he's like, he's both like being honest and not blameless either, though, because I do think that. And this happens all the time. And I think that's almost the hardest part of dating is you kind of, a lot of the times as a woman, you kind of assume that if you were dating someone, you went on dates, you had some sort of like emotional connection, mm-hmm. that they would respect you enough to know that this is what you want. Especially if you clearly said it and not just kind of like take advantage of the fact that you would hook up with them because you're vulnerable and because you kind of like want that human connection. And they know that it's hurtful when they hook up with you and then they don't want to date
him saying like while they're in bed together, is this you telling me I fucked up? Like he's being an asshole. Like there is this version of being so honest while also lying. Like I think like, you know, if anything I've learned from this podcast is how fed up a lot of women are with this like nice guy who isn't nice.
Right. The guy who like wants to pretend like, you know, he's like, I've said, you know, I've already said that. So now it's like the responsibility's on you because I said one time that like I didn't or I've told you that I don't want to be in a relationship. So now anything that happens after here, like I'm now absolving myself of any guilt because I did say that that time, which I think is like in some ways I get with what their rationale is. Like I'm not responsible for your feelings if you decide to hook up with me.
Yeah.
But it's also like, it's almost like preying on someone who, you know, is clearly like, there's not an even power balance. Like you are two consenting adults, but the woman in this situation is still like in a vulnerable position.
And hopeful that is saying your actions are things that would tell me that you want what I want, but your words are saying differently.
Right. And I think it's like, I used to do this all the time. I think you kind of, sometimes if you don't know better, you think like, okay, he's, you know, saying nice, he's saying he likes me and he's trying to sleep with me. So like, if those two things are true, that means he cares about me, but that actually like means the opposite, because if he truly cared about you, he wouldn't try to hook up with you, as counterintuitive.
He'd ignore you. Yeah.
Yeah. If he really cared about you, he'd ignore you and he would never text you again. That's like, if someone, it seems like, I mean, like, I think if more of us understood and internalized that, it would almost be easier to like understand these people who seem, you know, in a naive way to be like sending mixed signals when we now know exactly what they're doing.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. Then I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP. I'm with you. I think we totally agree on this. I also, like, I'm not saying he's a good guy, but he is. What he's doing is just establishing the contract parameters. I like you. I still like, he's basically reminding you that there's a contract out there that you could sign.
Right.
Like he's like, you know, every time you match,
you
could just hook up. I'm still here. And I think, like, the unoffended person, when one person is emotionally invested and the other person has no emotional investment whatsoever, that's when there's a power dynamic. That's what you're talking
right.
about. Where it's like, this guy, he knows he doesn't get hurt when you guys have sex. He knows he doesn't go home on that Sunday morning going, oh, what could, if only we could figure it out. Like, no, he goes home going, I fucked. I had a good time. She consented. She was there for me. I had a great time. And now I'll keep looking for something that it will be better for me. And it's like, that's not really fair to do to you when you are there better for them.
Right. And I think that's really, like, this, I think this exact scenario is almost like the crux of why dating can be so painful if you're in the lesser powered position, because it's kind of like, objectively, you're like consented to this. So it's like, it also leads to, I think, you kind of like punishing yourself or beating yourself up over this, because this girl for the next week after she hooks up with him is probably like, why did I, like, you know, like, now I just feel like more attached to him. I feel like I wish, like, even more so, like, I kind of have had this feeling, this hopeful feeling. We were cuddling, we were kissing. Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, I was brought back into this, like, I'm the star of my romantic comedy. Like, this is happening again.
Yeah.
And then she has to go through the pain of, like, realizing he's not into her all over again.
Yeah. And I guess, like, the solution to this is, like, let's think of things in a different way. Like, what was easy to do? What was hard to do? It was easy to swipe right. It was easy to cuddle with you at when you were already in his bed. It was easy to do breakfast. It's like when someone's like, yeah, when you have a second kid, it's just a couple more diapers. It's not like you buy, you know, like it's not that, it's right. incrementally not that much. So it's like the first kid costs a lot. The second kid, you've already bought a lot of the clothes. You got the crib. It's like a lot of these things are second kid things where it's like, yeah, you're on the app. I swiped right just to see if you would be as friendly if to me would, as I, if right. you would. It's that's basically what he's doing. And then it's like, oh yeah, we slept together and I, you know, I hung out for cuddles and I had some, you know, some breakfast because well, we had some eggs in the fridge and I'm making eggs anyways. Yeah, I'll make her some eggs. And it's like, that's how he's thinking of it. She's maybe taking that, and I don't blame her for this. I don't think she's wrong. She's taking it as like, and he made me eggs. Who makes eggs for a person when they don't like them as much as I like them? And it's like, yeah, when he's got a couple extra eggs, it's not that much fucking shit on him. The difference is, him, you know, him not sleeping over and coming and picking you up to take you out for eggs, that's different than making you eggs after you fucked.
Right.
And there's a very specific text that he sent, and I think we should reread it. I just don't think it's the right fit right now. I'm not sure how else to put it. Maybe it's the bouncing around I still plan on doing, or just the permanence that comes to mind when we're together. So let me translate that text for people. I can translate it right
let's
now.
Let's do a man's translator. Manslater.
Manslater. I just don't think it's the right fit right now. I would still fuck you right now. That's what he's saying. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not sure how else to put it. I know I'm a little fucked up, but I'd still fuck you right now. Maybe it's the bouncing around I still plan on doing. You and I becoming a relationship means that I can't really think about moving out of this woods and of Northern Maine. Or okay. just the permanence that comes to mind when we're together. If we get together, we got to stay here in Northern Maine, and I can't really dream of doing otherwise because now we have to move on towards moving in together and marriage and kids and death. So, again, that's right. what he's and
when
saying.
When he's saying the permanence that comes to mind when we're together, that also to me is almost like if we were judges, that's him incriminating himself. He's saying the permanence that comes to mind when we're together, as in like, I know that you want this to be a stable, consistent relationship.
Yeah, and he's just not how he just doesn't think that's the right fit. It's just like, okay, and I know this is hard. You gotta move away from this. I mean, like the fact that you guys he goes from telling you I'd fuck you but I wouldn't marry you to how about the 5G on this new tower? Like that kind of shows also how much he's willing to have this conversation. He's not willing to negotiate with you. This is where he stands. I will be someone right. to have sex with, and maybe I'll make breakfast afterwards so that we all feel good about this.
Yeah, and I think the sooner that you get yourself out of the situation, the sooner you block, you stop responding to those late night texts, and obviously easier said than done, but the sooner you get out of it, the sooner you can meet someone who actually like is ready to go there with you.
Yeah. It's hard.
Because if you're not careful, you can wind up in one of these things and waste years of your life.
You really could, because he'll always be nice enough. He'll always be ready to talk about 5G hotspots.
I mean, that was my situation. It was like, they keep coming. I'm like, well, they keep coming back. Well, it's like, you know, they must care. Who keeps coming back?
Sure.
This whole, but, you know what I mean? Like, you can there's a million ways to rationalize it when...
But easy was it to come back? How easy? How much time did it take and effort to come back? Like, that's the thing. People lean on the comeback thing because everyone has a friend who got together with their guy after they took a break. But it's like, he didn't just slide into her DMs one day and go, okay, I give up. We're together. Like, there was a more of a process there. He then said, when can we go out? And when can we do this? And how can I meet your parents? And how can I? There's all these other difficult things and right. difficult decisions to make. The least difficult decision to make is swiping right on you again, because I'm just willing to. And again, there's no turn down to that. There's no vulnerability. When you swipe right on someone that you've already had sex with, you're like, okay, they either say yes because they'd have sex with me again, or they say no because they're over me. And it's like,
right.
that doesn't really hurt his soul at all. He's already kind of been there, done that, as gross as that sounds.
Yeah. So just remember, the penis doesn't care about your feelings. It's not trying to do what's best for you.
No, the penis is a ruthless dictator. That's our Sunday special, Jordana. What do you think? We fixed dating again?
I like this one. I think this was good. Too. Yeah.
I like that this had some, you know, it smelled like one of those car air freshener, tree air fresheners. It just had a woodsy feel to it. I liked it.
Got me in the winter holiday spirit.
Yes. Yeah. UUP at Betches.com. Keep sending those Sunday specials in. Keep sending your screenshot emails. We love a screenshot. UUP at Betches.com. We'll be back next week.
UUP is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Dana Samuel. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUP Pod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP at Betches.com.
Betches.